Heather Duplessy-Allen.
A new report from the Prime Minister's Chief Science Advisor says we shouldn't target gangs just because they're gangs, but instead we should be targeting the crime that they're committing. The report was requested last year by Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern to find a way of reducing gang harm in our communities. Tracy McIntosh co-authored the report and is with us now. Hey, Tracy.
Kia ora, Heather.
Isn't that ultimately what people want, to see the crime dealt to?
Yeah, I mean, I think that there's a really important element around law enforcement and crime prevention. I think the report is really trying to look at the broad range of evidence that's available to us, see where the gaps are so that we can look to have, you know, we can look at really dealing with the problems rather than worsening them. We want better, more positive outcomes, and we want to draw on the evidence to do that.
How are we worsening the problems?
I think that often when you do immediate suppression activities, and there is a role always for, you know, suppression activities and law enforcement, but if, for example, you have really strong non-association orders like you might see in Western Australia, what that often means is that there's a lot of collateral damage to that, and that's largely with children and with women. And so it means you have much more distrust in a community, and those young people who you actually don't want to enter into a pathway of gangs actually feel that they have no other opportunity.
Why?
Because the suppression works so hard at a family level. It targets, and trying to target a gang member, as you sort of see, you might see in South Australia or Western Australia, the targeting just of the gang member, it means that everyone in that household is often impacted as well. You know, I think that one of the things that we're really clear on in the report is that crime prevention is probably going to work in the longer term and most effectively if we really think about that prevention and really take children very much into consideration.
But Tracy, how does it drive kids more into gangs?
What part, Heather? You know, I think if it's about the suppression element,
yeah.
You can see the way it drives them in, because that means that their household is attacked, they're targeted, they're stigmatised. I hear this from young people all the time. They want to take up education opportunities. They have aspirations in the same way that our children and your child will have aspirations. But those aspirations are sort of systemically thwarted because that they're seen as being stigmatised and targeted by these types of actions. So it's not that law enforcement obviously has a very important place to play in this. But I think if we look at some of the work coming out of the Gang Harms Insight Centre, you know, which is a multi-agency approach, but has both, where there's a sort of a balance around looking at community, looking at social types of activity, recognising that there are elements in there where people are building, where there's some really important elements. I spend a lot of time with women, for example, often that they're gang-related, gang whānau, where they're working very hard and building employment opportunities, health opportunities, you know, around ensuring, you know, that we do something about violence at the family level and at the community level.
Tracy, it seems to me that we're divided into two camps of people, right? You've got the camps of people who want punitive measures like the boot camps and don't care at all. And I mean, this is really generalising, right? But don't care at all for the stuff, the longer term work that's going to stop these people joining the games. And then on the other hand, you've got the people who want the longer term work but want no punishment at all. You actually need both, don't you?
You want a really balanced approach. You absolutely have to, you know, if there is criminal offending happening, we do have to respond to it. We respond to that as a community. We've got to really think about the way that we respond to it to get the better results. So I think there has to be a balanced space. And as I said, if we really focus on the fact that gang members have huge amounts of other people around them, many of those people can be very positive, disruptors and changes, and we do have to work with it. It's not a one or the other, but it's to get those far better outcomes. We want to ensure that we don't narrow the life trajectories of young people, that we expand those, and that they can see that there are positive outcomes that they can take, that
Tracy,
there are opportunities for them.
If there was one thing that you could do right now to try to stop, and we can't deal with the people already in the gangs, right? We've probably lost them already, but stop the young ones joining the gangs, what would you do?
Real focus on that education, as you talked about, ensuring a far greater sense of social inclusivity, ensuring that we do have good homes, safe places for children to be children, where children can play and have beautiful spaces around them. I can remember quite some years ago when I was doing some child poverty work that one of the things that I remember a child saying to me is that she just wanted places that were beautiful that she could play. It seems a really simplistic idea, but I think it's really important.
Yeah.
And I guess the one thing, Heather, I really want to impress is that to do this well, we want to ensure that we don't produce and reproduce violence and we don't produce and reproduce victims. It is important that it is a victim-centred approach to gang prevention.
Tracy, thanks very much. Really appreciate your time. That's Tracy McIntosh, who is a professor of Indigenous Studies at the University of Auckland and co-authored that report.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.